to Iraq now, where a U.S. military helicopter went down today north of Baghdad. The fate of the two-man crew is unknown. Also today, Iraq's Electoral Commission says it will throw out more than 200 ballot boxes from last month's vote. The commission is investigating thousands of allegations of fraud in the parliamentary elections. Joining us is Alyssa Rubin of the Los Angeles Times. Alyssa, welcome back to Day to Day. There's been a recent increase in these helicopters coming down in Iraq, U.S. military helicopters. What more can you tell us about today's incident?
Well, I think we don't know a lot about the incident other than what we learned earlier in the day from eyewitnesses. It happened in a rural area, an area where a helicopter has been shot down in the past. That was quite a while ago now. It's an area of sort of farming and orchards. It's north of Baghdad, and it's never been an area that had looked very kindly on the U.S. military's presence, and it's always been a very difficult area for U.S. soldiers. There have been a number of incidents over the full period of the occupation, and now with the soldiers still there, even in that time, both in terms of some IED incidents, but also in terms of other efforts to ambush soldiers and then the shootdowns of helicopters.
Of these two incidents last week, has the military there confirmed that one of them was a shootdown of a helicopter?
I don't know if there has been a formal acknowledgement of that, but that is the understanding that's been made to us, that one of them, at least one of them, was a shootdown, and possibly both.
Alyssa, let me turn to the Electoral Commission, which is investigating allegations of fraud in the parliamentary elections from last month. How about these more than 200 ballot boxes that the commission says should be thrown out? Is that going to matter in the vote count?
Well, I think if you put it in perspective, this is a tiny percentage. I don't even know if it's 1% of the total ballot boxes that were out there, and there are still investigations going on. Of course, you don't want to have had any fraud, but in terms of a substantial altering of the outcome of the election, that seems very, very unlikely. There is a real question still as to the count. We don't have a final count, and that will be important in terms of whether there's actual majority of seats for the Shia list, and or whether how extensively they need to form coalitions, how many people they need to form the two-thirds majority they would need to get some of the key approvals through. But I don't really think that the fraud, if it holds, there's still a complaint and a sort of an appeals process that it will have much impact on the outcome.
Alyssa Rubin, a reporter for the Los Angeles Times, joining us from Baghdad. Alyssa, thank you again.
Thank you.